Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Valiant's Bloodshot relaunch hit with backlash. Cadence Comic Art hit with lawsuit. Marvel launches hit with the Infernal Hulk. This is Comic Book Club News for August 18, 2025. This past Wednesday, Valiant launched its new reader-friendly Valiant Beyond initiative with Bloodshot Number 1 by writer Mauro Montella. However, readers quickly discovered a panel in the book that contained language used in anti-trans messaging, albeit through the lens of Bloodshot fighting vampires. Since then, a lot has happened. To review, here's the offending narration regarding a new world order that includes becoming a vampire on demand, quote, "There are kids who want to be bitten to become vampires because their favorite influencer says they are one, and parents who force their children into that irreversible change just to feel modern and believing that they'll be thankful for it when they grow up." After the backlash hit, Valiant publisher Alien Books and Mantella issued a joint statement provided to Comic Book Club. In it, Alien and Mantella, quote, "sincerely apologize for the harm caused by the phrasing in Bloodshot Number 1. While the story takes place in a fictional world of vampires and cults, we understand that a specific line of dialogue has been read as alluding to real-world issues. Specifically, the discrimination faced by trans people." The statement went on to explain that as Mantella is an Argentinian creator, it was a, quote, "case of nuance being lost in translation." They also said they would take steps to update the dialogue digitally and in collected editions, and undergo a more intense review of scripts. Almost immediately, this too faced pushback, as Mantella is credited as a translator on Simon & Schuster's bio page for the author. And as Comic Book Club discovered online, on Mantella's X account, he has frequently reposted anti-trans, anti-LGBTQ+, and anti-vaccine conspiracy accounts. Following these revelations, Mantella's X account was deleted, and he posted a lengthy message on Instagram and Facebook, once again offering his, quote, "sincere apologies." In addition, he went further into explaining the supposed translation error as he, quote, "borrowed a common phrase used by haters and tried to adapt it to the fictional world of vampires I was building." As for reposting conspiracy theories, Mantella did admit he enjoyed them, but, quote, "I often search for that kind of material because I find it fascinating and inspiring, but that doesn't mean I support them. I'm not promoting those ideas. It's simply something that entertains me and sparks my creativity." While reaction online seems to be pretty evenly split in terms of Mantella's apology note, it likely won't be the end of this. He also explained that the plot about children being changed into vampires will be picked up in Bloodshot Number 2, which hits stores on September 24. Here's hoping that script undergoes a more intense review before it lands on shelves. Way back in February of 2024, a slew of comic book artists abruptly and publicly cut ties with Cadence Comic Art, an art dealer who had previously represented everyone from Zoe Thorogood and Tula Lote to Mike Norton. While at the time there was no publicly revealed specifics as to why this was happening, via a press release sent to Comic Book Club and confirmed due to state court filings, we have a better idea of what's happening, thanks to a lawsuit that has been filed against the company in the state of New York. The suit itself was filed back on August 7 and is docketed as Clunan et al. Versus Cadence Comic Art Inc. The full list of plaintiffs includes notable artists who have worked with Marvel, DC Image, and many more, including Pia Guerra, Jill Thompson, David Marquez, Becky Clunan, Joel Jones, Elena Casagrande, Tyler Crook, Wesley Craig, Layla Lays, Raphael Albuquerque, Jenny Frisian, Valerio Schiti, Alessandro Capuccio, Mahmoud Azrar, Paolo Villanelli, Yildiray Sinar, and Denai Christina Kiladoni. Represented by Polina Ivko of the firm Adwar Ivko, the suit alleges that art dealer Paolo Belfiore and Cadence Comic Art, quote, engaged in systematic fraud and misconduct. The defendants are accused of violating fiduciary and statutory obligations under New York's Art and Cultural Affairs Law by misappropriating funds, failing to provide accurate account statements, commingling trust funds, and withholding unsold art. Artists seek damages, injunctive relief, and accountability for these breaches. As of now, an initial pretrial conference has been set in New York City for November 18, 2025 at 10:30 a.m., and a summons has been issued for Belfiore. Previously, this being back in February of 2024, The Beat reported multiple instances of customers complaining about unfulfilled orders on their end, as well as a lack of communication from the company. At Bleeding Cool noted that manager Andrew Christman resigned from the company on January 29, 2024, though at the time was still working to get the artists their art back. We'll have more on this as it develops. The Hulk is about to go to hell for his final Friday in The Infernal Hulk, the next chapter of Philip Kennedy Johnson and Nick Klein's epic run on the Marvel character. Picking up after Hulk's rematch with Eldis, the firstborn of the Mother of Horrors in Incredible Hulk number 30, per PR from Marvel, quote, the Eldis long-seeded plan comes to fruition as it uses the power of the strongest there is to usher in a new age of monsters, unleashing a dark destiny for the entire Marvel universe and declaring war for its very soul. Echoing this statement was Johnson via press release, quote, I've been promising Hulk fans the biggest, boldest status quo change in Hulk's history, and that time is finally here. The next few issues of Incredible Hulk give fans all the answers they've been waiting for about Eldest and the Mother of Horrors, and Infernal Hulk is the beginning of a terrifying new normal, not just for the Hulk series, but the entire Marvel universe. Infernal Hulk number 1 hits stores on November 26, 2025. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And that last one was fun, right? We do have fun here in the comic book industry. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.